This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. That's right. It may already be January 4th, but it's the first Sunday that we're able to be together. So Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a fun but safe New Year and can remember just how much fun you might have had. So thanks for joining with us today. I appreciate the hour spent here on air and especially in the studio with my friend, Lee Channing. Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
And, Happy New Year.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming in to join us today. Always always special to have you here.
Thank you.
For those of you who aren't aware, Lee Channing, and we do this first little bit all the time, but are we at the 8, 9, 10 year mark?
I believe this will be 10 years. We talked a long time ago about starting in 1999. Hard to believe.
10 years.
And we both look so young. We haven't aged a day.
Well, I haven't.
No, you haven't. of course you haven't.
and I don't mean to imply that you have, but
thank you.
You have a granddaughter who keeps you young.
I do. She's wonderful. Ava is 5 and a half.
And I have a girlfriend and a dog.
That keeps you young, too, or at least very busy.
Actually, yes, and I'll leave it at that. although I get cold old rather regularly now. 979-0919 is our phone number today. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free line. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And there's a WNRN studio is the on-air, online instant message address. Lee Channing, our intuitive analyst, which a lot of people might call psychic.
Absolutely.
But to both of us, it sort of has a negative term. It goes back to that Dionne Warwick, phone line
right,
issue.
Right.
But explain your abilities. Not everybody. I don't like to assume that everybody has heard the show before when you've been on.
Right. Absolutely. I started many, many years ago reading energy, which is probably a better term to describe than getting psychic information. But that's what I do. When someone calls in or comes to me for a personal consult, what I do is read their energy and give them suggestions of healthy decisions they could make. Certainly at least try to give them some tools with which to work so that they can make better decisions. So if someone calls in about a job or about a relationship, what I do is tune into the energies, read the energies from my intuitive perspective, and then offer them my intuitive input that they can use as they please. People really need to ask for help when they need it, ask for information, but then take the personal responsibility to decide the next right thing for themselves. But it's always good to do it. I've done this for more than 30 years now. I absolutely love my work. I'm also a hypnotherapist. I do work with past life regressions, etc. But reading energy and helping people is what I like to do best.
All right, and all those folks maybe down in Levinston 94.7, our newest batch of listeners, again, dial in 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And let me take a moment and thank one of the new supporters for WNRN, Signature Medical Spa, a division of Albemarle Dermatology. Signature Medical Spa offers facial rejuvenation, vein and hair removal, as well as body sculpting, under the leadership of Dr. Bonnie Straka and a board-certified dermatologist with their team of skincare professionals. For more info, it's 434-923-4646 or signaturemedspa.com.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. That's right. It may already be January 4th, but it's the first Sunday that we're able to be together. So Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a fun but safe New Year. and can remember just how much fun you might have had. So thanks for joining with us today. I appreciate the hour spent here on air, and especially in the studio with my friend, Lee Channing. Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
And, Happy New Year.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming in to join us today. Always always special to have you here.
Thank you.
For those of you who aren't aware, Lee Channing, and we do this first little bit all the time, but are we at the 8, 9, 10-year mark?
I believe this will be 10 years. We talked a long time ago about starting in 1999. It's hard to believe.
10 years.
And we both look so young. We haven't aged a day.
Well, I haven't.
No, you haven't. Of course you haven't.
And I don't mean to imply that you have, but
thank you.
You have a granddaughter who keeps you young.
I do. She's wonderful. Ava is 5 and a half.
And I have a girlfriend and a dog.
That keeps you young, too, or at least very busy.
Actually, yes, and I'll leave it at that. although I get cold old rather regularly now. 979-0919 is our phone number today. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free line. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And there's a WNRN studio is the on-air, online instant message address. Lee Channing, our intuitive analyst, which a lot of people might call psychic.
Absolutely.
But to both of us, it sort of has a negative term. It goes back to that Dionne Warwick, phone line
right,
issue.
Right, right.
But explain your abilities. Not everybody. I don't like to assume that everybody has heard the show before when you've been on.
Right, absolutely. I started many, many years ago reading energy, which is probably a better term to describe than getting psychic information, but that's what I do. When someone calls in or comes to me for a personal consult, what I do is read their energy and give them suggestions of healthy decisions they could make, certainly at least try to give them some tools with which to work so that they can make better decisions. So if someone calls in about a job or about a relationship, what I do is tune into the energies, read the energies from my intuitive perspective, and then offer them my intuitive input that they can use as they please. People really need to ask for help when they need it, ask for information, but then take the personal responsibility to decide the next right thing for themselves. But it's always good to do it. I've done this for more than 30 years now. I absolutely love my work. I'm also a hypnotherapist. I do work with past life regressions, etc. But reading energy and helping people is what I like to do best.
All right, and all those folks maybe down in Levinston 94.7, our newest batch of listeners, again, dial in 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And let me take a moment and thank one of the new supporters for WNRN, Signature Medical Spa, division of Albemarle Dermatology. Signature Medical Spa offers facial rejuvenation, vein and hair removal, as well as body sculpting, under the leadership of Dr. Bonnie Straka and board-certified dermatologists with their team of skincare professionals. For more info, it's 434-923-4646 or signaturemedspa.com. And just in case that got you confused on numbers, 979-0919 will get you right through. Sean's here today to patch you through. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, let's go back to what this past year has done to people.
Do we have to?
Well, we talk a lot about color.
Absolutely.
Because
yes.
You have a book out.
I do. Intuitive Color Awareness Guide.
And you can find that?
Well, through my website, spiritsevolving.com, or it's also available on Amazon.
All right. So if they look for Lee Channing.
Right.
SpiritsEvolving.com will pop up as they Google it.
Yes.
And if they go to Amazon and type that in, that color book will work as well. Tell me a brief bit about how color analysis works, because I think to most people, and it's not necessarily true, that bright colors mean good and dark colors mean bad, because my question relates to I think many people put a negative color, a dark negative color attached to 2008, or certainly the last half of it.
Right. What's interesting is that all the colors, and of course there's seven major, you know, primary colors, in my book you'll find that, they coordinate to the seven energy centers that we have. Whether you like that idea, whether you believe that idea, really doesn't matter. Color is very, very important to us. I found out probably 15 or 18 years ago that if I used color in my readings, I learned a lot more about the person, and I was able to describe to them what was going on in their life by the colors that they were attracted to or repelled by. So it's really quite unique. But when we think about the year, each month in my interpretation has some different colors to it, but all the colors have very positive and not so positive sides to them. If it's the color yellow, the positive side is it's bright, it's light, it's clear thinking. It's really seeing things very clearly. The downside is you're overthinking, you're overanalyzing, you become frustrated or depressed because of your thinking. The color red, on the good side, it's about creating healthy boundaries and being very aware of your body, exercising, feeling better about your physical environment, being courageous and brave. The downside is you're angry and upset and anxious all the time. So every color has both sides to it. So when we look at the past year, which has been rather traumatic, I think, for most everyone, because even those people who are not affected by the economic crisis are certainly touched by the energy of others. So we are literally one being on this planet. We are affected by what's happening in their neighbor's house or by what's happening on the other side of the world, because particularly now we hear about it very quickly. When you've got CNN everywhere, we hear about everything, so we are affected. Unless you can isolate yourself and become a hermit, you will be affected by what's happening in the world. And again, financial issues are only a part of it. This year, that's been a tremendous energy drain for the planet, dealing with global warming and financial issues. And it's a difficult time in our growth, but there's so many things that we can do. And I am an optimist, I think. I think I see the downside to today's world, but I think there's so many things we can learn to do, whether it's to use color in our own lives. You have to start at home. You have to start with your own energy, your own physical body, your own mind, your own intuitiveness, your own spiritual growth. Then expand that outward. And I think that's the only thing that we can do. But the colors of the year have varied quite a bit this year, as they would usually. But the depth of the colors, the depth of the, quote, negative side, seems to have affected more people.
Explain that to me, because, you know, you've been on the program before,
right,
and we often make light of myself to get it started. And you mentioned the positive and the negative side,
right,
of a color. But I'm curious as to what color you associate with 2008
2008,
how that's deeper.
Right. True. If I look back at 2008 as a whole, even though it changed month by month, there was a lot of red and orange energy, which on the downside, the red and orange has to do with money, personal safety, personal well-being, physicalness. It has to do, the orange has to do with addictions and fear. Fear was a powerful motivator in the past year. When you look at the situation that we're in now, fear has caused a lot of that. We're still enveloped in that. What we have to do is bring in some of the other colors that will counteract that. The color blue, which is about open, honest communication, about bringing in more supportive emotions, not just love, because people go, all right, love is personal. I'm talking about really caring about yourself, your environment. We have to look forward a little bit. We have to develop a better attitude. Now, I could probably tell everybody that every year. This year, it's powerful. If we as each individual person can develop a better attitude and work with determination, I mean, good attitude, a good mental attitude, not just a spiritual and emotional and intuitive attitude, but our mind, we have got to try to get a grip on it and bring things back into some sort of balance.
All right, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll free. Maybe you have a question about your finances or your family's finances because of things that have happened to you in 2008 or your worries about 2009. Employment. There are an awful lot of people there who are concerned about their employment, and I realize that this town itself has many people who have state-related jobs.
Right.
And I heard an interesting comment just yesterday about how it seems as though state employees are always the first ones asked to deal with the shortage in the budget. Call us up if you have a question for Lee about your job, regardless of who holds that.
Or anything else. That's right. Some people might want to call about relationships or their animals or colors, you know.
We're
here to help.
You can do all these things, correct?
Right. I love doing that. Just any question that you have, literally any question. You don't have to give your name. We usually remember to say that. You can give an initial or just say, I prefer to be anonymous. I met a wonderful woman at a book signing recently who had called into the show, Rick. I failed to tell you that. She did not give her name. They wrote it down, brought me the question, and she walked up to me and said, I was so pleased with hearing you on WNRN. I don't remember what I suggested at the moment. She said, I did what you suggested. I use those colors in my life, and it's made a tremendous positive difference. And, you know, I felt so good that we were able to, through the show, give her that 2-3 minutes, whatever it was, and it did make a difference. She did it. I said, I didn't do it. You did it, because she had the determination to follow through.
All right, I was going to try not to do this today because I'm always concerned when I get up about what am I going to wear if Lee Channing is going to be there today. But today, I picked it out for personal choice as to outdoor temperature inside my very cold home. But it showed listeners how this works. Okay. I tell them, based on what I'm wearing, my shirt, you know, what this means, right, and how it should work in the future.
Right. What the way you look today, your clothes today, which, of course, affect your energy, but your energy affected your clothes as well. You look better today than I think I've seen you in 10 years. I'm serious.
New Christmas clothes.
That your mother bought. I know your mother. She's a wonderful woman. But, no, it's a perfect combination for you. The shirt that you have on is a very nice, very dark red, which is warm, supportive, helps you set your boundaries, really helps you feel very comfortable. For you, dark red is a very, very good color. The overshirt, which is a very nice sort of jacket, is a nice blue, which is a complement to red. So you have the two colors that are complementary, and you're wearing them both. The blue is about conversation and talking and sharing and allowing yourself to relax, even though you're very alert, you're very aware. You're able to have a level of relaxation because you have the overlay of blue on that. So this particular combination is probably the best I've ever seen you wear. It's wonderful. It's perfect for you. Everybody has a little bit of different. Most people can wear the darker colors without a lot of problems. A lot of people cannot wear bright red, bright orange, bright yellow without becoming overstimulated. So each person should check their own environment to see what makes them feel more comfortable.
That's because I've been told that most people know that I have nothing but dingy golf shirts.
Well, some of them were a little faded, I think we discussed in the past.
Yeah. All right, we do have a call from Richmond. Hi there.
Hey, how y'all today?
I'm doing well.
Happy New Year.
Lee,
thank
can you hear?
I can.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Fire away.
All right, I was walking through the park the other day, on the way to the store, and had on a camouflage jumpsuit, which I wear most of the time because I work outside. And I wear camouflage a lot. And I actually got pulled over by the police. Somebody flipped out and called the police because I was walking through the park in camouflage. So I was just wondering if Lee could comment on that. No, hang up and listen.
That's a wonderful question. I think it's one we've never had before. I don't think anyone's even asked about camouflage. I think what you have to remember is that when you wear camouflage in a non-outdoor environment, when you wear camouflage in the city, when you wear camouflage in the park, people do tend to notice more. They wonder if you have been hunting, if you have a gun. Camouflage does create an energy issue for a lot of people. So you have to realize that you're certainly doing nothing wrong by wearing your camouflage, but you also need to realize that people are going to continue to react that way because they expect camouflage creates a picture, and you're putting yourself sort of in that picture. So when you are at work, you know, maybe have another jacket that you put over. Not that you need to live for other people. I'm not saying that at all, because this is a very complicated issue that we could go into for a long time. But I think that when you have to wear camouflage for work, then you have to be able to stand tall, be proud of what you do, and say, here's what I'm wearing. But be careful that when people look at you, look back with a smile. Look back and go, I'm not out hunting. I'm not dangerous, even though camouflage can give that impression. If you see somebody dressed in all black and the goth kids with all black and the black makeup, you get an impression. So whatever you wear is giving an impression. If you wear a black suit, you're giving an impression. If you wear camouflage, you're giving an impression. But what you need to do is try to find the balance where it's appropriate time, it feels right, or you smile and sort of counteract. The camouflage energy is very down to earth. It's really about being grounded, and you have to smile and sort of counteract that if you want to wear it in public and not have people have some reaction. So that was a great question. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, we got another call. Anonymous.
Okay.
Caller, how are you?
Thank you. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Lee, can you hear?
I can. Uh-huh.
All right. Fire away.
Hi, Lee. I'm calling. I have an animal question for you.
Okay.
I have many pets, and about December 22nd, one of my cats went missing, and I haven't been able to find her since.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you had any information on her energy.
Okay. A couple of things. Her energy at the moment is extremely weak. It's very difficult, and people find this quite difficult to believe, but it's very hard to tell many times with an animal if they're dead or alive, because their spiritual energy will stay around the body for quite some time. So I have had cats come back after 3 months that I was not sure whether they were dead or alive. Her energy is very weak. I would be surprised if she was able to find her way back or get back, but you have to make sure you've done all the right things. You visualize her coming home. You never visualize her dead on the side of the road. You put out some food on the porch, even if the raccoons eat it. You do the flyers. You check the SPCA. You check the neighbors. Do all of those things, because that helps you feel better as well. Many times, for me, helping the companion, the animal companion, the human companion, works to bring these animals home. So really, you're a very positive person anyway, so you've probably already been doing it, but really send out positive vibes for her to come back if she can make it, or to get to another person, go to a human being, because many times they're afraid to do anything. Tell them it's okay, because they will listen to the person closest to them, even though I can shock them sometimes. I'll tune into her energy, and I will do it again after the show and tell her there's any way she can to get home. But I do say I'm not really optimistic because she feels so weak. But don't give up, and thank you so much for calling.
Caller, I'm going to put you on hold, okay? So hang on for just a second.
Thank you.
I think I hung up on them by mistake.
Okay.
Anyway, I was going to give them a call back and ask Sean a question for 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. How does that affect you and affect the caller in terms of, because that wasn't the most positive answer the caller could get.
Right, right.
You know, it's not like saying, yes, and they're around the corner, or,
right,
you know,
right,
put on some blue, and I think that that will change your...
Right. And I said earlier, I'm an optimist, and I really am, but also I'm very pragmatic about trying to work with people. I have to be completely honest so that, and it doesn't really vary person by person. This woman is very strong. She has a lot of energy. But for a lot of people, I have to be totally honest and totally truthful and tell them exactly what I'm sensing when I read the energy. So it really does make quite a difference for the animal to know that somebody is trying to touch their energy, because it really can make a huge difference. I've had a lot of animals come back very quickly when the owner, you know, I don't like the word owner, when the companion, the human companion, switched their thinking. Instead of seeing the animal dead, they began to see the animal come back. And so you want to do the positive things, but you also, I always feel like if it's a relationship, I have to be honest, this may not work, or you have to keep working. You know, there's a very positive attitude to it. So, you know, it's difficult when it's an animal, because their energy is so pure, there's no question in my mind when I touch them. Human beings can be a little more complicated. Animals are so pure, they tell you right off if they are if they are strong or weak. They may not say I'm dead or alive because they don't understand the concept, particularly if they've recently died. So it makes it a little more complicated than dealing with human beings.
All right, 11:19 here on the Wake Up Call. Lee Channing is here, intuitive analyst. Some might know the term as psychic. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I have a caller on the line, but hang tight because I need to do this real quick. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly cloudy with rain today, highs 45 to 50. Then mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of rain. Lows 40 to 45, even colder in the valley. Cloudy, rainy in the afternoon tomorrow, highs 50 to 55, again a little chillier in the valley. Right now, clear in the valley at 41 and 41 in Lynchburg. Some clouds in Richmond where it's 39 and some clouds in Charlottesville where it's 39 as well.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for being here today. If it's keeping warm and having fun in the outdoors this winter, Blue Ridge has the gear for you. Whether your outdoor adventure is winter running, hiking, climbing, or snowshoeing, you'll find Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville, the Mountain Inn at Wintergreen, or at BRMS.com. And Alt Energy of Charlottesville designs and installs solar energy systems in Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Alt Energy solar systems are now practical and reliable and can pay for themselves in a few years while reducing your carbon footprint. You can also make a difference by walking, cycling, or using public transportation whenever possible and making sure computers are off or set to hibernate when not in use. More can be found at AltEnergyIncorporated.com. All right, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And we have Peggy from Lynchburg. Peggy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much for showing patience. Your question for Lee.
All right, thank you. My daughter and I have a 10-year-old pet goat named Journey. He's been very ill. He's under a vet's care. We're feeding him, you know, through a plunger, and he's on antibiotics and injections and all that stuff. He's very, very lovable. I don't know if it's some kind of neurological problem. He cannot walk. He's able to eat a little bit on his own now, but he's been really ill since before Christmas Eve, and we were, you know, he's got some amulets and hematite and rose quartz and things like that, shark's tooth from our son and her brother. But anyway, I was wondering if you could give us any words of wisdom or any intuition on something that might be more healing for him.
Oh, thank you for calling. It's wonderful to meet his energy. Journey is a great, powerful spirit. That's just amazing. I think you're doing 99% of the right things. I mean, I feel that he needs a combination of, veterinary medicine and new age healing and, you know, alternatives. I think you're doing all the right things. At the moment, he's very frustrated, which comes in through his digestive system. Now, his frustration is something that there's not much you can do about that because he's frustrated with not being able to get around. I mean, his frustration is real. It's not something that's
right.
Made up as human beings tend to do. But I think what his energy is telling me at the moment is that he needs and wants even more hands-on healing, even if he doesn't act like it. His energy is tingling. I feel he's almost itching, which is very interesting, and that certainly can point back to a neurological issue. So what I would do, neurological issues come in through the color pink. The healing color for that is green, which is the heart center. I would make every effort to put your hands on him, rubbing back and forth between the top of his head, literally the tip of his head, down to his heart, back and forth, and try to keep that energy moving because that's what's going to heal him. He has not given up. I'll tell you, like I told the last person, he is certainly weak. His energy is not healthy at the moment. It's not normal at the moment. And he really hasn't decided. He's questioning whether to stay or whether to go. Literally, he's asking himself, am I going to get better or should I let go? Now, when an animal does that, they can make a decision very quickly. You may find him bright-eyed tomorrow, and you may find him not here tomorrow morning. I mean, he can change that quickly. But I give him a lot of credit because he's an extremely aware being. I've worked with a few goats over the year, not a lot, but he doesn't even have his energy is so much more spiritual than a lot of animals in general, certainly not goats. The animals can be quite different, but they're also similar with their energy flow. But I would say continue doing everything you're doing. You're not overdoing it. You're doing the right things. Try to get him to drink more, something like broth. He's feeling somewhat dehydrated, even though I know he's getting some liquid in there. But I'm just, he's so fortunate to have you all. You, of course, are very blessed to have him. But
yeah.
I would keep up everything you're doing. Add the massage. Add the hands-on between the top of the head and his heart center. And that's the only thing I can think of that you're not doing that can certainly help make a difference.
Thank you so very much.
And I have an animal healing circle on my website that's free. And you can go to spiritsevolving.com and add him to the healing circle. You can put on a picture if you like or just a brief description with his name. And people go to the healing circle and send their prayers, their good energy, their light and love, whatever it may be. So please feel free to do that.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Peggy, for calling. I really enjoyed meeting your energy and journey as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 979-0919-1-877-WNRN Rocks. Lee Channing here with us today. You know, Leah, I guess I'm surprised that the last couple calls have been about animals when so much of 2008 was about finances and employment. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people, when it comes down to it, it's kind of what we were talking earlier. When it comes down to it, what's happening in your immediate emotional life is so important. Right now, no matter what her financial situation is or her job situation is, her goat is extremely important, and it needs a lot of energy, and we all need to remember to do that. If you don't take care of your physical body, you're not going to be able to hold your job because you'll become ill. If you don't take care of your home environment, you'll come home and be upset and depressed, and you'll lose your job. So we really have to reorganize our priorities, I think, at this point in time, and go back and start with the basic. Look at your life from an inch on the end of your nose. What can you do there? Then let it go forward. We try to do it backwards. I think we try to go out and take care of the job and the money and the this and the that, when if we bring it back, you have more energy available to you. If she takes care of her goat, she's going to have more energy available for her job tomorrow. You know, it's very interesting the way energy flow works. We can't skip over energy things. You can't skip over your body. If you don't eat for a week, your job's not going to matter because you'll starve to death. You know, we have to bring it back and have a better attitude about taking care of ourselves. Then we can work outward. And I know it sounds a little backwards, but I think energetically we have to do that.
979-0919. I see the phone ringing now. The other line is open, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll free, or for those of you who live a little outside of the immediate studio area. Lee, how do you give this information? You attach yourself to someone's energy and then get in the car and drive down the road south to go to lunch,
right?
Which is where we're going, right? We're going
right.
South, where we go to lunch, for those who might be listening. To the one person who's listening, not everybody, we're not all invited. How do you do that?
Well, for me, it took years of practice, I have to say. I started having clairvoyant episodes in my early 20s, which were extremely frightening, very upsetting, suicides and car accidents. And as I progressed, as I evolved, I learned to control my energy flow to the point that I can, at this moment, tune in to Peggy and her goat, and then I keep that. I will never forget Peggy and her goat. She can call me a year from now and go, oh, hey, it's Peggy, and I'll say, how's Journey? Did he make it through the year? You know, because I have this, it's like I have a box that keeps all my intuitiveness in it. But I learned to close the door. I don't want to be reading your energy when we're having lunch. I won't. And you know that. You know, I don't read people's energy when I'm not invited. That's infringing on them. If some psychic comes up to you at a dinner party and says, oh, let me tell you about something, don't listen. It's unethical. You know, I really keep a very close track of where my energy is. And rarely do people infringe on my energy as well, because I'm very protected. We all need to protect ourselves. whether it's intuitively or, you know, our lives, we need to be protected so that we don't get confused by other people's energies constantly.
All right, we got a couple calls now. Okay. Caller from Richmond, hang on because there's somebody in front of you. So let's do this. We have an anonymous call from Charlottesville. Hi, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And your question?
Well, mine's totally probably out of the water, but how in the world would I get someone to stop smoking that's been doing it for years and we've done everything and it just seems like nothing's working?
Oh, what a good question. As a hypnotherapist, I don't regularly work with smoking, but some of my clients, I have made hypnotherapy tapes. We have worked with them. I know one gentleman has done everything. He's done patches. He's done pills. He went to a special clinic in Vermont or Maine recently, $10,000 to try to quit smoking, and he still cannot quit smoking. It's a very, very difficult process. The one thing that I have learned over the years that has been helpful is to try to figure out what emotion is attached to that person smoking, because it varies from person to person to person. With a lot of people, the emotion that you're tapping into is guilt, and you become addicted to the guilt because the guilt is the heart center. It's that green energy center. You want to bring light colors around a person who's trying to smoke, colors that aren't very masculine, actually pinks, purples, light blues to try to – they don't want dark colors. Dark colors, those grounded colors, tend to take them back to the tobacco, sort of back to those earthy things. So if color can work, and I have seen it work on occasion – you want to bring really light colors in. They should wear light colors. But if the person can write down what their emotions are when they pick up the cigarette, it's more than just a physical addiction. For the people who cannot stop, if you make it 3 weeks, that's kind of the magic. 3 weeks, you can usually stop at least for some period of time until there's an emotional stimulation that puts you back there. But when if that person can try to say, I feel guilty when I smoke, then tell them not to feel guilty. Try that and go, there is no guilt. That's the best cigarette you've ever had. Smoke it. I have seen that work on occasion where people who can rid themselves of the guilt of smoking sometimes can work through it, but it is very difficult. It's a wonderful question, and I wish I had a better answer, but I have seen anything works 20% of the time. The hypnotherapy will work for some people, but there are those few people that it is extremely, extremely difficult. But you have to be careful with secondhand smoke. Your animals have to be careful of secondhand smoke. So the person who's smoking needs to take a lot of personal responsibility, too. But, again, I wish I could be more helpful, but I would certainly try asking that person to work through it from an emotional perspective and see what might be attached to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. 979-0919 is now open. Lee Channing here on the Wake Up Call, the first Sunday in the new year. Happy New Year to you. Let me thank 45fix.com for their support. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no obligation estimates available anytime. That's 45fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. All right, and we have Vicki from Richmond. Hey, Vicki.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for holding on. Your question for Lee.
Happy New Year to you both. And my question is a health issue in the stomach area. And also, if I could ask about a relationship this year.
Okay, well, two things. To answer the relationship, you're not in a good energy space for new relationships. So if you're in a relationship, you might want to see how that works out, but I wouldn't be really quick to invite in a new relationship. The digestive issues, what that comes from the yellow energy center, which, of course, is right in the middle of the solar plexus. What that indicates is that you may be stuck in thinking too much, that yellow color. You may need to get the complementary color to help you, which is purple. Bring purple into your life. It's the third eye, between your eyes. And what you need to do is let your intuition be a bigger part of your life. Monitor when you're thinking and when you're sort of feeling your way through things, because that's very, very powerful in your energy at the moment. thinking less, eating some more grains. Try to get something like rice, if you like brown rice or white rice, whichever is best for your system. Oatmeal in the morning.
I'm allergic to all of that.
You're allergic to rice?
What, an oatmeal and...
What kind of grains? There has to be some grain. Can you have barley or...
No.
No grains at all.
No.
I would try some oriental aspects of it. Try going to an herbalist who has a good background in working with herbs, who could bring something similar to your system. Has to have something more. It's not digesting enough. It needs grains, not necessarily breads, but if there should be some grains that you can have. I feel like there are at least one or two that you could tolerate, even at a teaspoon, because your system just wants to. Your energy is not allowing your body to digest properly in that yellow energy center. But the things you can do to bring in colors would be to bring in as much purple as you possibly can. I would, buy a purple shirt or, the color purple will heal that yellow area faster than you can imagine. It's an energetic process. It may sound a little silly, but it really does work. But I would try acupuncture. I would try something that's sort of leaning in that alternative space. There's a wonderful doctor here in Charlottesville that I see who does acupuncture, acupressure, and works a lot with herbs. And he's able to do a lot of kinesiology and try to find at least one grain, something that you can get down that your system can start digesting very slowly. And I know it's frustrating. That's the center of frustration. It must really frustrate you to have to go through all this. But you're not causing it. It's just a part of what's going on in your life at the moment, obviously filled with a lot of lessons as we all find ourselves. But I would try that. Try some alternatives with using different things. Medications, a lot of medications aren't going to do much for you right now. I think you need more of an energy heal. So I'd really try to find, I'm sure there's some real, I don't know any right off, but I'm sure there's some good practitioners in Richmond. So, and I certainly send you a lot of healing energy. I'm sorry you have to go through this.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
Lee, there's a caller online, too. Caller, hang on just a second. And the toll-free number is open, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Just a quick follow-up to mm-hmm. Vicky. Two, is spelt a grain that somebody can eat? Because I know that there's spelt bread
yeah,
that you
many
can
times.
Get.
Yeah.
And second, without Vicky still being here, and this is not meant in any negative way towards Vicky, but when you're allergic to something, how much of that is strictly physiological and how much of that is mental?
It depends on the person. But I would say sometimes 75% of it is physiological. You brought it with you. But that other 25% is psychological. I was told when I was a child I was allergic to strawberries, that they would kill me. I would swell up and I would get hives and I would this and I was that. And finally, when I was probably a teenager, 18, 19, I thought, well, I can't eat strawberries. I ate one strawberry and it didn't bother me, and I ate two and it didn't bother me. Now I eat strawberries. I've eaten strawberries all of my life. But I think there are extenuating circumstances many times with allergies, and most allergies can be worked with and made better. You can find some grains you can have. You can find some fruits, some different types of foods that you may be allergic to. But to find someone who specializes in diet, and a lot of doctors who have been trained in China, Japan, Korea, they can work a lot with your diet, even though they may not be certified dietitians per se. So I think to look for alternatives in that particular case is really worth it.
And I just say that because for Vicky, it's if you were allergic to it when you were 15,
mm-hmm.
and that may have changed later.
Right,
in
absolutely.
Life. Anyway,
absolutely.
Caller from Richmond. By the way, the toll free line 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is open. And hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks, Johnny.
Hi. Lee, right?
Yes, how nice to see you. I'll talk to you today. What's your question?
Go ahead, Johnny. You're
oh,
here
I'm
with
sorry.
Us.
Sorry. Okay, I just want to make sure. Yes, without going into too many details, I have a 15-year-old son that is coming to live with me after many years of wanting to do so, and... in the past few years, he's had an extremely difficult time, and he's going to come and live with me, and basically, hopefully, I can rescue him. And I guess I'm looking to you to perhaps give me an idea of what positive, I noticed you've been talking about colors and energies, if there's anything that I can do to help basically calm his soul and open up a little bit to some faith,
Right. Perfect. Well, I think you have, I think your motivation is certainly wonderful, and I think you have a lot of energy with which to work. But what you've got to remember is that you've got to let him do it. Make sure that you keep a distance so that he knows that you're there. You offer him all the support that he needs, but you remember that he's got to do it himself. He's a very, very strong young man. He's got a lot of energy to work with, a lot of energy to deal with, which is not always easy. He has a lot of red and orange energy, which is that base energy, anger, addictions. He may not be addicted, but he may deal with people who are addicted. So those heavy energies are very difficult to work with. What you have to do is lighten the environment. You want to bring colors into his life, a lot of blues, a lot of, purples. Young men don't usually want purples and pinks, but if you can at least bring light shades of blue, that's going to calm him. The dark, dark reds, like we were talking about Rick earlier, he can wear those colors and have those colors, but you don't want to increase his stimulation level. So you don't want in his room or on his clothes a lot of bright reds and oranges and yellows. Not that teenage boys wear those anyway, but I would try to keep him in some lighter colors other than black and even jeans. Okay, they're blue, but really try to think light blues, towels, sheets, those kinds of things. But he's very strong-willed. So I think you need to make sure that you put a light around yourself to make sure that you can offer all the love and yet keep yourself protected at the same time.
That's terrific. Thank you. And his bedroom, by the way, is a very light pale blue.
Perfect. Absolutely. See, you already knew that. Perfect. Good job.
Well, thank you
very much.
You're welcome.
I'll try to hear your advice.
Thank you.
And don't forget, I always tell people, when you're like, oh, they don't wear pink or they don't wear purple. Boxers.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that before.
Tell everybody
else. People who wear uniforms, they were saying, oh, I have to wear a uniform. I can't wear colors. Yep. Use your underwear if you have to. It's just perfect.
All right, 979-0919 is now open. It's 1141 on the wake-up call. I got a caller from Harrisonburg. Hang on just a second. Time for me to do this.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, The Hook takes a look at the 2008 in review. And for Charlottesville, there seems to be lots of tough times in the past. The hot seat interviewees from the past year disclosed their resolutions for the new year. And fortune teller Madam Hook reveals the secrets of 2009. The Hook, they're already celebrating 2009. Just ask them. And Blue Ridge Graphics here today. You can find them at Meade Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom t-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. And not that you would, but don't go anywhere, because at noon, it's Les Temps Perdue, the best from college, alternative, and underground tunes from the 80s and early 90s. It's the retro show that rocks. You'll hear early efforts of some of today's biggest acts and cult classics you haven't heard in a long time. Plus, at least one song during the second hour will be featured on the Plan 9 Pop Quiz during the week. Les Temps Perdue, brought to you in part only on WNRN. All right, Lee, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, back in action with a caller from Harrisonburg. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging tight. Fire away.
Okay, so I've been down for a few years, and I feel like I'm just coming on the upswing, and I want to stay positive. Like, that was my New Year's resolution. And I was just wondering if you could give me some insight about how to stay in a positive space, and I'll take your answer off there.
Okay,
thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank you. That's a good question because, she was willing to admit she'd been sort of down, it had been a hard time. What she's been doing is dealing with a lot of blue energy, the not so upside of the blue energy, which is about not speaking your truth and being somewhat depressed and down and not, maybe not getting enough relaxation or sleeping too much. I think the best thing for you to do, I'll talk directly to you, is to work with your red energy center. Really bring some raw creativity into your life. Go down to that deep center, redo your environment, wherever you sleep, you know, redo your bedroom, bring in colors that you like, change things around a bit, but really bring your raw creativity into play. That's the way I think you'll be able to stay positive this year. You can start new projects. If you want to write a book, start your book. If you want to paint a painting, get out the canvas, a business, work for yourself, or really get down, you know, get your hands dirty, plant a tree, really get down to the earth and do a lot of those grounded things, because your energy needs to be right now down into the earth. So really think about that. You may want to do something like yoga, something that really grounds you as far as exercise, even dancing, moving your physical body. Don't let your physical body get stiff. You want to really keep a lot of flexibility. So do whatever you can to do that. And I think by creating new things in your life and really staying flexible mentally and physically, I think you can have a much more positive year. I think you really are on an upswing. So congratulations. You've done a lot of work.
All right. The toll-free number is open, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee Channing visiting the studio today, the first Sunday in 2009. Happy New Year to all. Hope everyone has had a good start to 2009. Lee, we have a special caller for you.
Okay.
From the Charlottesville area, and here we go. Caller, are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, who is this?
It's Ava.
It's my granddaughter, Ava. How are you today?
Fine.
Happy New Year to you.
I really like you to be on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy being on the radio. I come on Rick's show every few months, and we talk to people, and we have a wonderful time. And we talk about colors, and we talk about all kinds of things. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, yep, you like blue and purple. You like all kinds of colors, don't you?
Yeah, I like rainbows.
Oh, rainbows. That's you. That's my Ava Grace. She's full of rainbows. I am so glad you called to say hello to Nani.
I love you.
I love you too, darling. I will see you after school tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye, darling. Oh, I'm trying not to cry.
Everybody should get such.
I'm trying not to cry.
In the middle of the show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right, 11:46.
And do you know, Ava got a call last week on the radio from Santa Claus, Rick.
What?
She about jumped out of her skin. Her mama said when the phone started ringing, Santa Claus said he was going to call Ava, who was 5 and a half, and it was Ava. And she told everybody that she got to talk to Santa Claus on the radio.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
Well, I remember that Santa called, but he called so many people while he was here.
Well,
that's,
he called,
you know,
Ava.
That's really somewhat unfair.
And he was very good to Ava. She had a very nice Christmas.
Well, excellent. I'm glad that Ava liked that. Santa likes to call everybody the Sunday just before
that's
Christmas.
Right.
He
that
gets
was
as
nice.
Many done as he can.
That's nice.
All right. Both phone lines are open. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dial us up. Ask your question. 979-0919 for the local folks. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. There goes the local number, but the toll-free number still available. Lee, we talk about colors. I think a lot of people are either needing a new job or considering a new job. What kind of colors do you wear to an employment interview?
The best color to wear to an employment interview is the typical blue, literally blue suit, nice blue shirt, whatever. You know, the job obviously would have something to do with that. But the color blue is about communication. It's about honest communication. It's professional. If you go to court, I will tell you to wear blue most of the time. Now, I'm not talking light blue, but some medium or dark blue. So if when you're going for a job interview, I always suggest blue or black. Black is also very professional, and most people have more choices in black than they do in blue. But blue and black are the best choices. Now, with men, they can wear the red tie, which is vibrant. With women, you can wear the red scarf, which, again, brings some vibrant energy into it. But you don't want to be over-colored. If you have a choice, be under-colored. You know, wear black with a blue shirt or, you know, wear a little bit of color. For women, don't wear big dangly earrings. I mean, a lot of that's common sense. But some women, you know, you want to be a little bit more conservative when you're going for a job interview, obviously, depending on what the job is. But it's really important that you have a lot of respect for the person interviewing you. So go overboard a little bit with being a little more professional as opposed to being too casual. I think some people do that. They come to me and they say, I didn't get the job. Well, I wore my jeans and my golf shirt. Well, you know. maybe you wear something a little, it does make a difference. Your impression, unfortunately, your energy, your mind, you may be ready for this job, but if you don't make that first impression, you may not get it. So first impression is powerful, particularly in a job interview.
All right, the toll-free number still open, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee Channing here at the studio, the home base of WNRN.
And thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here. It's always wonderful, Rick. What a great way to start the year.
And we get so many cool calls.
We do.
Including Allison from Richmond. Hi, Allison.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's your, make your question.
I'm just trying to find some direction in my life. I feel like I hit roadblocks all the time. I think I know where I'm going, and then I completely lose it out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it's gone. And how can I find direction and feel more confident in what I'm doing?
Oh, we've had great questions today. Thank you. And that's a good question, too. When you are constantly running into roadblocks, what has happened is many people...
I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
Is it possible for you to hang up and listen on air?
Sure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, good. So we'll go into the response here. I think what happens is that you have a lot of very light energy. You have a lot of light, airy energy, which is wonderful. You're very aware. You have a lot of intuitive abilities. Sometimes you tend to maybe make your decisions a little too quickly. So I would back up a little bit, sort of reground your energy and move life a little bit slower. Because when you're bumping into these obstacles, it's not because your energy is heavy and bumping into things. It's because it's light. You tend to be able to jump over obstacles many times in your life because you have a lot of really good light energy. You've done a lot of work on yourself that you may not even be aware of. But I would say really ground yourself. Do some grounding exercises. There's some visualizations on my website that are all about grounding your energy where you just sit calmly for 5 minutes. And really ground yourself, because I feel like this year should be, and I don't like the word should, but it should be a lot easier for you in some ways. So really ground your energy and keep yourself moving more slowly. Just don't do things too quickly.
And I like to follow up sometimes. Easier in some ways. In what ways? Because I think that would be Allison's follow-up question is, you know, what ways should I focus on for things to be, you know, because things are going to be easier in that way.
Right, by slowing down mainly for her. That's the number one thing. A lot of people need that advice. You move more slowly than you usually would because people who tend to have a lot of light energy, who are wonderful and intuitive and aware, sometimes tend to skip over things. You know, it's like they're going a little bit too quickly. So in order to make the year better for her, for some people you need to be lighter. For this particular person, it's really important to back up and move things more slowly. And I mean hour by hour, not just month by month, but to really to analyze things a little bit more before you take that step.
All right. Your book again, Lee?
Intuitive Color Awareness Guide on my website and on Amazon.
SpiritsEvolving.com.
Right.
All right. And I say this not out of any other reason than you mentioned slow down. One of the best books I ever read at a time that I needed it in terms of slowing down and putting more thought into my behavior and more thought into my decisions. It's called The Tao of Pooh.
Oh, it's wonderful.
T-A-O, Tao of Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Because it takes it, well, you need to read it. If your concern is, am I going too fast or am I making decisions that aren't always thought out as well, is that book came
Good.
To me at an important part in life.
Good recommendation. Thank you, Rick.
Let's see. Next call, 1152 here, by the way. The local number is taken, but the toll-free 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Is available, and we have Janet from Charlottesville. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
And your question?
I'm going to class, and I'm trying to get my GED, and I'm wondering if I'm going to pass this year. I passed all the subjects except for my math, and also I wanted to know, will I find true love this year, which I haven't found in 3 years.
Okay. Well, let's do one thing at a time. I would focus on the GED kind of before the true love, but they're both possible. So I think that it's important for you to, you need to make sure that you're eating well. Your energy is telling me that you need more of the grounding foods, like to make sure that you feel satisfied. It's not about weight. It's just about your diet. Make sure that you really find a good diet, you know, because then you can, you'll have more, your mind will be clearer. You can get that math easier when you really work on taking care of yourself. So when you wake up in the morning, think about your diet, what you're going to do with your day. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't get the GED. You certainly can do it. I think it's a matter of just reorganizing your energy so that you will do it. I would focus on your own well-being, your own education. I would leave true love out of it for this year. If you want to have some casual friendships, that's one thing. But I would leave a good, healthy relationship maybe for it next year. Really focus on you. You tend to help other people and take care of other things, but you really want to work on taking care of yourself this year. So it's not selfish. It's really healthy for you. And then you will have more that you want to give a relationship when you take good care of yourself. So really think about taking care of you.
Okay.
All right, Janet. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
You can do it.
All right, 11:54 here on the wake-up call. Lee Channing in the studio today. Phone line 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, while we wait for the call that's in there now, so many women calling today. Well,
yeah.
Why is that?
You know, we had one time when it was all men. I really do think it's sort of luck of the draw, just who happens to be listening at the moment. We do tend to go in spurts, I think. But while I'm here, I wanted to say Happy New Year to you, to our friend Sarah, to my husband Brian, my granddaughter already called, to my daughter Lisa, my son Chris, his wife Elizabeth, my son Matt, and his friend Paula, who's visiting from Florida. She came up here to freeze to death.
And www.spiritsevolving.com.
Right,
because
right.
For those who can't get through today or those who listen to this on our podcast at sevillepodcast.com can go and ask you a question.
Absolutely.
At the website.
Yeah,
correct?
There's no charge for one question. It's called, you know, intuitive awareness, intuitive column that's through the website. And I get back to everybody. It may take a few days, but I do respond to everybody. And I get emails from all over the world. I'm really blessed in that way. I get to work with so many wonderful people.
All right. We have an anonymous call.
Okay.
From the car. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Ask your question.
Yes. I have a horse, a gelding, named Gold, who I usually refer to as Goober. He hurt himself when he was younger in his back leg, and he had to have surgery. And he'll play around in his pasture and everything, but when I ride him, I can't get him to take a certain lead. And I don't know if it's his leg is still bothering him when I ride him, or if he just doesn't know what I'm asking him. I was wondering if you would be able to sense that at all.
Yeah, good question. And yes is the answer. His leg still does bother him on occasion.
I'm sorry,
but
I can barely hear you.
Then I'm going to let you listen on your radio in the car, okay?
Okay, I think it's going to come through now. I think it's yes and yes, both things. His leg does still bother him, but he also gets confused. I mean, he stops and is not really clear with what you want to do. He gets confused if you do too many things in a row. So I would really cut down on what you do. Do one thing, two things, maybe three, and then stop and go back and do it again. Because the way his patterns, his energy patterns run, is he lets himself get confused and then he doesn't know. But the leg does hurt. He can do it. The leg is not the leg won't stop him from doing it. It's his energy patterns. But I think he's also spent a long time concerned about that leg, so he tends to do it. I would just say you're very good with him. Continue to be patient and do it slow. But he can do it if you don't mind taking the extra time and patience. If he were my horse, I don't think I'd ask him to do it just because I think it's going to take a long time. But if it's something that's important, he can learn to do it. It's just going to take some extra time. So thanks so much for calling.
All right. I hope you got that call or hope you got that answer that you needed. 11:58 on the wake-up call. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. You can catch Lee. I got one last call on hold at www.spiritsevolving.com. You can find the link there to write Lee and ask a question. But our last call here for the day is from Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Your question.
Yeah, I'm curious what Lee might say about sharing one's time and talent and the role that that sort of thing might play in spirits evolving.
Ask that question one more time. The dog barked at the...
Lee might say about sharing one's time and talent and the role that that sort of behavior might play in spirits evolving and even, you know, perhaps a community spirit. And I'll be glad to take that off. I'll hang up. Thanks.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Greg.
Oh, that's a wonderful question. And I think it was one of the things I was going to say on today's show is that each of us needs to learn to share without expecting anything in return. Just share and love. I volunteer with Voices for Animals. We do spay-neuter clinics. We did 108 cats last month. They're doing it again. Call the SPCA. Call Voices for Animals. Volunteer. I think that in any business, Spirits Evolving is a wonderful name. It's something we chose in 1993. And I do feel like that my spirit evolves with each and every phone call and each and every reading. And the more we can share with others, particularly at this time in our lives and in the world, we really need to do it as much as possible. So I would suggest everyone share, volunteer your time, and have a wonderful 2009.
All right. Lee Channing, wonderful finish to the program. Thank you, Greg. 9790919 is what we're here every week. And I believe that Drew Thompson will be taking plenty of requests on Les Temps Purdue. But that wraps us up for this hour. Lee, I hope to see you back in the spring.
I will come back anytime you invite me, Rick. It's usually two or three times a year. I would love it. It's always wonderful to be here, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to all our listeners.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.